You're listening to The Carnelian Crow, a Stoker and Holmes novel by Carlene Gleeson, narrated by Jane Entwistle. Chapter 1. Miss Holmes. In which Miss Holmes is outsmarted by a Corvus. There was a soft tapping at my window. Normally it wouldn't have disturbed me, as I am blessed with the ability to slumber deeply. But tonight I was wide awake. Unfortunately, that had been the case for many weeks now. The dark circles beneath my eyes had become large and puffy enough that even Mrs. Rascal had seen fit to make comment. Declining to rise unless I ascertained that someone or something needed entrance to my bedchamber, the most likely candidate being Miss Stoker, of course, considering the mode of entrance, I peered at the window from the warm comfort of my bed. The tapping had ceased, and all I could see through the glass was a shaft of moonlight just touching the edge and a row of snow-covered roofs across the mews. Thick smoke chugged from a nearby chimney, dark against a charcoal-grey sky, and stars blanketed the heavens. In the distance, I could hear the constant hum of the mechanized world in which I reside, the dull click of cogs and wheels, a rhythmic clunk of clockworks and pulleys, and the hiss of steam emitting from every corner of London. Tap, tap, tap. I sat up. It was a raven, or perhaps a crow. I couldn't see the shape of its tail, and the difference between the two jet-black specimens in the Corvus genus are hardly discernible otherwise. And this particular raven, or crow, was using its beak to tap at my window.